I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. East Africa is a region of the world plagued by poverty and disease, but these issues can be a symptom of a deeper spiritual problem. Francis Nyanjo is executive director of Set Free Ministries East Africa. He says today many people still rely on witch doctors for medical and spiritual guidance. In fact, they kind of run the show.
We have a scenario of everybody running to the witch doctors, the fear of the evil, the worship of all these things. The outcome is that individuals kind of sell their birthright of having a sense of ownership about who they are.
But positive change happens when people find spiritual freedom in the gospel. Find the rest of this story and others at missionnews.org. And sometimes things come together in a way you never expected. God orchestrated a chance meeting between Mission Cry, formerly Christian Resources International, and a missionary in Belize. What resulted from that meeting was an audacious plan.
This coming November for 2017, that each person, or at a minimum, that every single home in the entire country of Belize has access to a free Bible or a Christian book.
Executive Director Jason Wolford says what started as a mere resource shipment quickly grew into concerts, a revival meeting, medical missions, and a November short-term trip. And here's where you come into the story. They're still gathering materials for the project.
We need people to send in Bibles and Christian books. Most importantly, Bibles at this point, because we're a little low on those for this particular project.
Instructions for sending your materials are linked and outlined in the story at our website. You can pray or you can still go. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.